USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with Guatemala's president on Monday. She's in Latin America to address the root causes behind mass migration to the United States. Harris also meeting with community leaders to discuss why folks in Central America are leaving for the United States. Russell Johnson is a rancher in New Mexico. He shares with Fox News why he believes Harris's trip to Guatemala misses the crisis.
The root problem might be down there in Guatemala, Honduras, Northern Triangle, but the problem with the United States is right here on our border. It's very disappointing to see our elected officials going down to another country and basically putting the citizens of this country on the back burner.
President Biden continuing to talk with Republicans this week to try to hammer out a new infrastructure spending plan. This is USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The White House is responding to criticism as to why President Biden didn't post a commemoration of the 77th D-Day invasion on Sunday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters,
"Well, I can tell you that certainly the his value for the role that men who served on D-Day and the memory of them, the families who have kept their memories alive over the course of years on this day, is something the president has spoke to many, many times in the past. It's close to his heart, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's more we would have to say on it."
Yeah. The White House briefing room also returning to full capacity. Major airline executives want travel between the United States and the United Kingdom to be more convenient. They're calling on President Biden to allow UK travelers to freely cross the pond if they are fully vaccinated or can prove they've tested negative for COVID-19. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Lawmakers are taking note regarding the recent string of cyber attacks.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many are looking at how to prevent the next one and what to do about those who perpetrate those crimes. Representative Chris Stewart says the NSA has the tools to go after the foreign criminal operations that have been blamed for a series of recent hacks. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to be more offensive with its cyber warfare.
The NSA has certain capabilities, and of course we can't discuss that much, and I understand why they are reluctant to use those capabilities. They could go and destroy these networks, but they don't want to, in some cases, indicate the power and the tools that they have. But at some point, you have to reach a conclusion. This is the appropriate thing to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Islamic Emirate has informed all Afghans who helped the U.S. forces as contractors and interpreters over the last 20 years that they will not be harmed once the military involvement ends in September.
There's an estimated 18,000 Afghans who helped the coalition forces over the past 2 decades, who now fear retribution from the Taliban. In a statement, the Islamic terrorists said these people should show remorse for their last actions and not engage in such activities in the future that would amount to treason against Islam and against the country. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.